Everybody knows that if you want to find a baguette, the city to go to is Paris. Despite reports that the French are eating less bread than ever before, the bakery remains a cornerstone of daily life in France, and 10 billion baguettes are sold nationwide each year. The baguette is so sacrosanct, in fact, that since 1994, the city of Paris has hosted an annual blind tasting to find the capital's very best examples. Each year, one bakery is selected among 10 finalists to receive a €4,000 or $5,500 prize and the contract to supply the French president's residence, the Élysée Palace, with 40 baguettes a day. The 2014 winner was chosen last month by a jury of professionals and volunteers who judged 187 baguettes by taste, smell, crispiness, appearance, and la mie, a word that describes the inside or fluffy white part of the bread. 50 baguettes were eliminated because they did not conform to length, weight, and salt level specifications. The prize went to Anthony Texera, 24 years old, from Odilice du Palais in the 14th arrondissement. Although his father, Antonio, received the same honour in 1998, the younger Mr. Texera was not content just to copy the family recipe. For the past 2 years, he would spend his early morning hours perfecting his special blend of flour, salt, water, and leavening, he told a French magazine. This is also the second year in a row that the prize went to a baker in the 14th arrondissement. The 2013 winner was the French-Tunisian baker, Rida Kada, of Paradis du Gourmand, who is among the recent laureates with an immigrant background. But for most of the past decade, the 18th arrondissement has enjoyed a veritable monopoly on the prize. Since 2007, 6 winners and many more finalists have come from this district, which is home to the former artists' enclave of Montmartre and a large African immigrant community. Theories abound about why the 18th produces so many great baguettes, but Gibril Baudien, who won the prize in 2010, has noted that his street, the Rue des Abbesses, is home to 2 baguette laureates and several serious contenders. That kind of competition, he said, requires us always to have a better product.